If anybody knows how to garden in a rice paddy, well, maybe this is what they mean when they talk about rain gardens. Could that be there, TK? Where you're kind well, of, you know, you're wearing your yellow rubber boots and the water's up to about your knees and you're going, yeah, look at me in my rain garden.
Well, I certainly think the rain that we're getting is a strong component of a rain garden, but I don't know. Gardening in the rain and rain gardening have some similarities, but probably not completely the same. So.
I think when you garden in the rain, aren't you required to sing and dance also?
Yes. Yes, that you do have to sign that waiver
right.
And apologize to your neighbors.
So tell us what we ought to be doing if we're just sitting, you know, if we're sitting by the window with our sad little noses pressed against the glass watching it rain, what could we be thinking about in doing gardening-wise this week?
Well, there's a couple of really good things coming up, not so much today with the rain, but Saturday is the Monarch Festival coming up on Saturday up at the Coppertop Church, and I know folks can go online to get the particulars of it, but and this is the second annual Monarch Festival, and it's really all about what we as individuals can do to provide a better environment for monarchs, and which is, you know, folks have been reading at all or seeing the news, it is a big issue, the decline in the population of monarchs, just like the decline in the population of bees is a big issue for us, although a little different, but still very important to the American way of life, I guess you could say. But anyway, so the Monarch Festival is this Saturday. It's up at Coppertop Church. They're going to have plants that they're selling that are good for attracting the different stages of monarch butterflies, from caterpillars to the adults, to your garden, and how to create those environments that are good or create a good environment for caterpillars or monarch butterflies to flourish in. So, and it also has a strong impact on our enjoyment of the garden as well. So not only are you benefiting, or the visitors to your garden are benefiting, so are the we as the public that enjoys that garden.
Well, it's such a win-win, because whenever you put in a wildflower garden to attract butterflies and bees, first of all, you don't have to fool with it. You just let it grow wild, and then you can put it, for example, near the setting porch, and you can just sit there and watch them and maybe take their pictures.
Yeah. Yeah, and it certainly adds to enjoyment. It's, and Laura Erickson has talked about it for years on your show, but the bringing nature closer to you, whether it's birds or butterflies or bees or whatever it happens to be, by doing those things, and a lot of times pretty easy things to do, we get a much greater enjoyment out of our time spent in that area. So this festival is Saturday, and again up at the Coppertop Church, free of charge. People can buy things. They can learn about how to create better environments, how to do some of these simple things that people can do in their own homes or at their own homes to make things a little better. And certainly not only that butterflies benefit from it, but so do other pollinators like bees and things like that.
Well, there was a whole program this morning on Earthwise about how connecting with nature, getting out into nature, makes you happier. So, again, win, 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 win.
Yes. Yeah.
I like it.
And then the following weekend is the Memorial Day Saturday is the Duluth Garden Flower Society 22nd annual, I believe, plant sale.
And that's the 27th. That would be the 27th.
Yes, 27th.
Got
Sorry
it.
About that.
That's it's all good.
Yeah, the 27th. And that starts at 8 o'clock sharp in the Rose Garden parking
now,
lot.
Now, isn't that the one that you should wear those, like, padded sumo suits and come at about 6 a.m. or camp overnight in order to get a spot in line? And then there's you know, Minnesota Nice pushing and shoving and scrabbling, and all of the plants are gone by like 8:05?
Several things you said are true. Yeah.
Well, we're just going to let people pick out which ones they think. Okay. All right.
Yeah. It is. It's a fun, active, impulsive, fast-paced morning that wraps up in about a half hour. So the plaid sale starts at 8, and yeah, you need, like you said, you need to get there early. Probably not 6 or camping out, but certainly you do want to get there with a good half hour to spare.
But if you did camp out, if the weather was lovely, you could camp out, maybe.
Yeah.
Would the park police come and roust you and say, out of here? There's no overnight camping.
Yeah, you just look at them and say, I'm here for the sale with that wild look in your eyes. And they're going to go, okay, back away from
Never mind. Yeah.
Never mind.
You go right
Carry
here.
On.
Go ahead. All right. Well, that's good to know. So then folks have got to get. Now, if, for example, it looks like it's going to be a rainy day on Saturday and I was hoping to get some milkweed. Here's the thing. The milkweed that you and I are so familiar with that smells so wonderful out in the Dakotas is the wrong milkweed for here.
Yeah.
Because there's northern Minnesota milkweed, and that's the right milkweed for here, native plants, right? So you go and you get some milkweed, and you get all excited, and then it's raining on Saturday, and you can't plant it. Or it may be, heaven forbid, it rains on Sunday the 28th, and you have all these new plants, and you can't plant them. How long can you keep them, and under what conditions, until it gets nice enough for you to get out there and get them plugged in?
You could keep them for a period of time, probably, certainly at least a couple weeks in and out of the house or in the garage or on the front porch, taking care of them. So you can just get them to the point where you can plant them then after a week or two. But, we're really going to get this rain and it's going to warm up and things are going to be just fine and people will be able to get those plants in the ground.
Well, intellectually, we know it won't rain forever, but it is going to rain almost all week. So, just saying. All right, TK. Well, this is exciting. Sounds fantastic. We'll talk again in a couple of weeks. How's that grab you?
Lots going on in the garden.
Good boy. No kidding. Tom Casper is a master gardener, the past president of the Duluth Garden Flower Society, and our host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners. Every other Tuesday, right here on Northland Morning.